Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, last week we talked about how the visually impaired can play baseball, which is a quite popular sport in the U.S., but around the rest of the world, many people really enjoy cricket, and that's what we'll talk about this week.
We'll speak with G.K. Mahantesh, the General Secretary of the Cricket Association for the Blind in India, as well as Vice President of the World Blind Cricket Council. In addition, he's one of the founders of the Samarthanam Trust for the Disabled, and we will start by talking with him about that, followed by how the blind can play cricket, and then towards the end, we'll be discussing the conditions and services available for the blind in India in general. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from G.K. Mahantesh.
Cricket is a life changer. It can transform life. I have seen people who have got jobs because of cricket, who got a lot of confidence through cricket, and who can definitely make a difference for themselves and for the country. But it needs a lot of financial support and non-financial support.
And we heard very similar statements last week about playing beat baseball. I think the bottom line is getting involved in a sport gets you out there, meeting people, gets you active, keeps you healthy, and you feel good about it. And it can enable you to do things in other parts of life by building your confidence and your self-image.
Let's start by meeting G.K. Mahantesh and learning about his organization, the Samarthanam Trust for the Disabled.
Hi, good morning, Nancy and Pete. This is Mahantesh G. Kivadasanavar, founder, managing trustee of Samarthanam Trust for the Disabled, a Bangalore-based organization, one of the leading not-for-profit in India, works closely with quite a lot of organizations, both in India and some major parts of US and UK.
Many of our guests and listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
I'm personally visually impaired myself. I'm almost born with this and living with this for the last 40, 45 years.
And what was the cause of your blindness?
When I was a boy of 6 months baby, a typhoid attacked me and virulent temperature burnt my optic nerves and retina, so I'm living with optic atrophy or tunnel vision.
Wow. Typhoid?
Yes. Typhoid is more or less controlled now. But 40 years ago, in a rural up down the countryside, medicine was not still advanced.
So do you have any usable vision?
I have a very, very light vision. I can see long distance a little bit. I can not identify the color. I can't. I can read newspaper headlines, billboards and the roadsides. I can read bus numbers if they are big. And I can differentiate whether it is man or woman based on their dress and the hairstyle. But I can't respond to if they wink their eyes and if they smile. I can't. But I can't independently move without stick in the new places.
Mm-hmm. Do you use Braille and speech then?
I use extensively speech to all my office work. JAWS, Job Access with Speech, which most part of the world uses, I use that. And mobile, I use a talking software called Mobile Talks. And I use walking stick if I am traveling alone. And I used Braille all along till my education. I did my post-graduation in English literature and MPhil in comparative literature. So during my college and school days, I used Braille to read and write.
So can you tell us a little bit about your organization that you work with?
Yes, I, along with my friend S.P. Nagesh, founded an organization called Samarthanam Trust for the Disabled. He is also visually challenged, and soon we were joined by Madam Vasanti. This organization primarily believes in the ability of persons with disability, and more so with persons with blindness. We firmly believe that if right kind of opportunity is provided at a right time for blind, they can lead a life of dignity and equality. Primarily education and skilling to be employed. So if they have confidence, they can do most part of the jobs. So Samarthanam has a variety of programs, starting from primary education to higher education to post-graduation. And also we promote extensively livelihood training programs, vocational training centers we have across India. Annually, we train about 5,000 young adults with blind and other disability. 80% of them get jobs.
Wow, that's a great placement rate.
And we promote sports extensively. We promote performing arts like culture, dance, music, promote extensively. And we create employment opportunities. We work on environment. We work closely with a lot of government schools and other companies in sensitizing them. We collect about 100 tons of dry waste, which has created a lot of employment opportunities for persons with disability. We also cook and supply 10,000 meals every day. It's a nutrition's noon meal program. This has again created employment opportunity for blind and disabled. But the students who receive these are not necessarily blind, or government school children. So Samarthanam is fairly diversified organization, believes in holistic and inclusivity and diversified.
Do you serve primarily Bangalore or do you cover much of India?
We largely serve Bangalore and Karnataka, the state, and some parts of India. And by 2020, we want to be in most major cities and touch 100,000 lives annually and make a difference in their life through a variety of our interventions. We involve every sector, government, corporates, individuals, people from overseas, and students. So it's a completely inclusive organization. Volunteers support us a lot.
Where do you get your funding from?
Majority of our income comes from individual donations. Close to 50% of our needs is met by individual donations. 20% we get from government, 10% we get from overseas, and remaining we get from trust foundations and corporates.
What does Samarthanam mean?
Samarthanam has multiple meanings. It's a Sanskrit word. Samarthanam means we believe in ability, we support empowerment, and let's work together and let's believe in them and extend all possible support. We work together in collaboration. These are all some multiple meanings, but primarily empowerment.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is blind cricket. Here's a quick sample. So you mentioned that one of the facets of Samarthanam is physical education and sports and keeping people active. And I gather that you personally are involved in cricket for the blind. Is that an activity through Samarthanam or is that just a personal interest?
It's both, actually. Cricket was the main reason to start Samarthanam. Cricket in India is a religion and blind people are equally maniac. So we follow cricket very passionately, like most of you follow baseball in US, soccer in most part of the US and Europe. So Samarthanam promotes cricket extensively. To promote this, we floated an organization called Cricket Association for the Blind in India, CABI. And through CABI, we have been organizing cricket across, organized various tournaments, right from state to zonal and national, select team for India. And we also play a very active role globally. We are part of World Blind Cricket Council. I am the vice president there. Personally, I'm a cricket crazy. So being myself blind, cricket has given me a lot. 90% of my English, I picked it from cricket commentary. 90% of my abroad trips were connected to cricket. So cricket has taken me all over India and I have made a lot of friends through cricket.
So for those people who don't know how cricket is played, here's a quick synopsis from Wikipedia. Cricket is a bat and ball game played between two teams of 11 players each on a field, at the center of which is a rectangular 22-yard long pitch. Each team takes its turn to bat, attempting to score runs while the other team fields, and each turn is known as an innings. The bowler delivers the ball to the batsman, who attempts to hit the ball with his bat away from the fielders so he can run to the other end of the pitch and score a run. Unlike in baseball, where the batter is running on the pitch is actually separate from the field where the fielders are running, so there's less likelihood of a collision. Each batsman continues batting until he is out. The batting team continues batting until 10 batsmen are out or a specified number of overs of 6 balls have been bowled, at which point the teams switch roles and the fielding team comes in to bat. The game ends after agreed-upon number of innings, and the bat and ball are similar in size to American baseball, but the 38-inch long cricket bat is shaped like a paddle, whereas in American baseball, the bat has a round cross-section. But in both cases, the ball is about 3 inches in diameter.
And how is cricket modified so that blind people can participate in the sport?
We have some minor modification in blind cricket. We have 3 categories in blind cricket. That is, B1 is completely blind, B2 is partially blind, who can see up to 2 to 3 meters, and B3 is partially sighted, who can see up to 6 meters. And the composition of the team is also B1 4 players, B2 3 players, and B3 4 players. And we have made some rules to give advantage to completely blind players. He has to bowl 40% of the bowling quota. And if he hits a run, team gets double. And there is a batting circle also we have to follow. Like this, we have made some minor modifications. And wickets are slightly different from the mainstream cricket. Wickets are made up of metal here. Otherwise, it is made up of wood in the mainstream cricket. And the rest of the equipments are same. And the completely blind person will be assisted by a runner. And the ball has to bounce before the middle of the pitch, which is not there in the mainstream cricket. We use a different cricket ball, the ball which makes a rattling noise. Here, hearing plays a very, very vital role. So first bounce has to be before the middle of the pitch. Otherwise, it is declared as no ball. So every no ball, team gets an extra delivery and a run. And if batsman gets out for the no ball, he's not out.
How big is a typical cricket ball? And how big is a blind cricket ball?
Blind cricket ball is almost the same size of the regular cricket ball. It weighs about 83 to 84 grams. And regular cricket ball, it weighs about 130 grams. It is a little lighter. A regular mainstream cricket ball is leather ball. And the cricket ball of visually impaired is fiber-molded plastic ball.
And it's about as big as your fist?
Yes, you can hold it comfortably in the fist.
So you still have what you call a bowler, what in baseball we would call the pitcher, throw the ball towards the batsman, and then the batsman is supposed to hit this ball in flight?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very, very similar. But here, bowling is underarm, and batsman will smash it. It can go rolling on the ground or it can go in the air. When it goes in the air, if it is caught, the batsman is out.
So you said the ball rattles, so presumably the blind person can hear that. But how do they know where the next wicket is when they have to run to the next wicket?
Yeah, so runners are either B2, that is partially blind, or B3, partially sighted, who can see and spot the crease.
Oh, so you don't have the totally blind people actually run. They'll take their turn batting, but then somebody else runs for them?
Correct. And for totally blind bowler, wicket keeper, the person who stands behind the wicket, gives the direction by clapping.
Oh, so you'll have blind people actually pitch the ball and just aim at the clapping sound?
Yeah.
Oh, that works. How long does a typical game last?
Oh, you don't want to know, Pete. Cricket's famous for running forever.
even now, cricket is played 5 days, actually. They call it as a test matches. They go on up to 5 days, and later they reduce it to one-day matches. Now they have reduced it to 20-overs matches. Typical 20-over matches will last 90 minutes aside, and that means 3 to 4 hours.
Wow. It sounds like you should be in pretty good physical shape in order to be able to play this game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it needs a fairly good physical fitness because you need to do a lot of running and bowling with tremendous speed and hitting. You need to have power. And it also demands a huge level of concentration. It also demands a lot of strategy. It also demands a lot of planning, calculation. And you need to have a lot of confidence in yourself. And it is a brain game too, actually. Cricket is a mind game.
Well, if nothing else, you need to be able to concentrate for a really long time.
Yeah, you have to be. Otherwise, if you miss the ball, you can lose your wicket.
I'm not that familiar with cricket, but in baseball, once the ball starts moving, there's people running all over the field. Do you have a similar situation? And if so, how do you handle all of these blind people in motion at the same time?
Very interesting, Nancy. It is a similar situation. There are instances they collide each other, fall and hit and all, but they are very vocal. They keep talking, communicating. Wicketkeeper, who keeps giving the directions, partially sighted people, they keep shouting, go right, go left. That way they control the collision. But there are instances they have collided and people run around and go behind the ball to catch. Many times they run behind it. Yeah, that happens. It is quite similar, actually.
Do people wear any protective gear?
Yes, there are certain prescribed gears. They have to wear pads, they have to wear gloves and shoes, hats, helmets. And to identify blind B1, B2, B3 category, they have to wear wristbands, which are separately colored. And country team jerseys, they have to wear chest numbers. Everything will be numbered on their T-shirt. Yeah, that's what. If it is played very professionally, these are mandatory. But when they play for fun and practice, it is not really, really mandatory.
Well, it sounds like a really fun sport and very accessible to blind folks.
Absolutely. This is one of the best games, which is very, very accessible, very easy to follow. And it can really build a lot of confidence, intelligence. It can build a lot of other positive qualities, like I mentioned in the past.
What is the age range of people who play blind cricket?
There is nothing as such that this is a specific age, but mostly the average cricketing team in the international side will be between 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
This time, there was a boy who played for India, was about 14 years. And Australia and England have players playing up to the age of 48.
Do women play cricket?
Oh, yes. Not as heavily as men, but some countries like Nepal have a women blind cricket team. India is producing one, Pakistan is producing one, and South Africa has some few blind women playing cricket.
So you don't have men and women on a mixed team. You'll just have a separate game for women and a separate game for men?
Correct. It is a separate game for both men and women. But in the last World Cup, when we had World Cup in India, Nepal had 2 blind women cricketers in the team.
So you mentioned that you have local tournaments and regional tournaments, and I understand there's also an international cricket tournament?
Oh, yes. Hope some of our viewers and you heard about the recently concluded World Cup in Cape Town, South Africa.
I hear India did pretty well.
Yes, India did very well. India beat our arch rivals Pakistan in the finals. This was on 7th December last year, when India and Pakistan played the finals. Pakistan had scored 389 in 40 overs. India had to chase this mammoth target. So we beat Pakistan when 2 balls were at to spare. So it was a very, very thrilling final, which India defeated Pakistan. Fortunately, this time, India received it very well. It became huge recognition, unlike in the past. 3 ministers came to airport to receive the victorious Indian team in Delhi. On 10th December, there were huge cash prizes were given. And we have requested World of Cricket Control in India, which has not recognized blind cricket. We are forcing them to recognize. Ministry of Sports, Government of India has agreed to recognize this and give annual financial support. A lot of state governments have announced cash prizes to respective states, and media has really, really blasted it. So entire country got to know that blind play cricket, and they have made India proud.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Unlike the mainstream cricket is very, very lucrative here and heavily commercialized, but blind cricket has no support. We had to support extensively from Samarthanam, and then Ministry of Sports came forward and funded us. The Minister of Sports, Mr. Sarbanand Sonowal, and a couple of other ministers like Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and Minister for Chemical and Fertilizer, they three came forward and supported us. Otherwise, it would have been a Herculean task for us to send our team. And coaching them, supporting them, getting them good cricketing facilities, getting them good cricketing gears and all is always a very, very big challenge.
What international tournaments are planned for the future?
World Blind Cricket Council and some of our friends, we have started planning bilateral series. Indian blind cricket team will be traveling to UK this May, and Sri Lankan blind cricket is visiting India. And Pakistan has requested us to invite them to India, which we are obligated to. We have a understanding that every year we'll have a bilateral series. And Australia, we are planning to visit sometimes next year. But 2016, India will be hosting the second T20 World Cup for the blind in multi-cities, actually. First time we are making it multi-cities.
So if people wanted to find out more about blind cricket and your organization, where would they go?
Samarthanam has a website, samarthanam.org, SamarthanamOrg, or we also have a website for blind cricket, that is blindcricket.in. So both of these websites will have fairly updated information. And they can reach me at mahantesh@samarthanam.org, and I can be reached on my India cell phone, which is there in the website.
Is there a specific website for the international tournament?
Yes, we have one which we are building for the World Blind Cricket, blindcricket.org, that also people can visit.
And they can actually watch some videos of prior games, right?
Yes, especially in blindcricket.in, we have posted wonderful videos of last World Cup and some other matches and scorecards and a whole lot of information. Everything is there. And Samarthanam also has a registered entity in the United States of America called Samarthanam USA. We are a 501c3 registered organization. So people in the US can volunteer and support our cause.
Now for this week's final item, conditions and services for the blind in India.
We've interviewed representatives from a number of countries around the world, and we often try to get a flavor of what conditions for the blind are like in those countries. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like being blind in India? What is the role of the government, the public education system, and things like that?
India is a very, very large country, thickly populated. And there are substantial blind people in India. In the past, it was believed blindness is because of previous birth, because of the sins you had committed. You are your parents, and you are sinned, so you are blind. And in some joint families, they pampered and cornered. So they believed blind cannot do most of the things. So they were looked down or looked on sympathy. So both were very detrimental. Even now, most villages have this belief. But there has been slowly change because of advocacy and good organizations who work for blindness. And curative therapy, media sensitization, it has been a change. Government has a lot of schemes and programs, but implementation is a challenge. So many times it doesn't reach to the people.
This is because many areas are in rural parts of the country?
Yes, many part of India is rural area where communication doesn't reach, and even if it reaches, parents will be illiterate, so parents will be struggling to meet day's living. So they don't think about their kids. So government has definitely a lot of schemes and programs, government of India and the state governments. So organizations like us are trying to take them to the deeper parts of the country.
And how about the employment situation for visually impaired in India?
Employment, slowly corporates have started opening up. Government has, in general, 3% reservation for disability, 1% is for visually impaired. So this is happening now slowly, but definitely a lot of backlogs needs to be filled.
In the U.S., we have laws like the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, that protect blind people in the workforce and offer them certain protections. I'm wondering if you have laws like that in India that protect blind people and make things a little bit easier for them.
In India, in 1995, Government of India passed an Act of Persons with Disability, which mentions equal opportunity and protection of rights. Though there is a law and act, real implementation is still far, far away. And by law, it is there, but people don't take up to court. They're still hesitant. Only when we have some injustice in government, we fight with government, but mostly not with private employers and corporates. But the days are not far. Sensitization is getting on the way, so I'm sure days are going to be better for our visually impaired friends here.
So it sounds like things have changed quite a bit, but you're in transition and headed in the right direction.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
And as usual, the easiest place to find all of the resources and links to the contact information given in the show is in the show notes associated with this show at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And remember, for new listeners, you can also find us as a podcast on iTunes if you want to keep in touch with us and hear future episodes.
Or use our search tool to look in the entire archive of over 200 episodes that we also have on our website. That's it for show number 1515. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about PC productivity tools from HeartGen Consulting. Brian HeartGen has developed a number of tools for making it easier to use your computer with the JAWS screen reader. We'll speak with him about JSAY for controlling your PC both eyes-free and hands-free, JDictate for turning your spoken words into text, and how both tools integrate Dragon Naturally Speaking with JAWS. He will also tell us about Leesy for those new to using a PC. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.